Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and welcome to Ministering God's Way. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way Fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. That was gospel recording artist Cherie Monique Whitfield, Nobody But Jesus. Cherie Monique Whitfield's CD can be purchased on cdbaby.com or iTunes. Again, her CD is titled Monique, Nobody But Jesus. And we thank God for Sister Cherie Whitfield. Today's topic is Pray America. Pray America. God is dealing with this country. He is dealing with the men and women of God. And he is telling us to pray. Pray without ceasing. And we know that next Friday, August 28th, The War Room will be featured and open in all theaters across the country. And it's a new movie, and you can learn more about it at warroomthemovie.com. War, W-A-R, room, themovie.com. To find out more information, that film is made possible through Kendrick Brothers Production, and to God be the glory. We thank God that America filmmakers have now gone to Christian filmmaking. This movie, it talks about prayer, how it's a powerful weapon, and how a woman teaches another woman and others about finding happiness in prayer, because prayer changes things, situations, and people too. We know that the John 10:10 says the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. This show was to air, I had scheduled it for 30 minutes, and somehow seemingly we have 9 minutes remaining in the show. And it was not intended for this show to be 15 minutes. And I know the song, Nobody But Jesus, is 3 minutes and 15 seconds. So we're just going to use this time wisely, what God has given us. And we know that our scripture is coming from Second Corinthians, the 10th chapter. That's 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and the 4th verse. And it reads, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." See, that's what prayer can do. Now, prayer is a solemn request for help, or it's an expression of thanks to God that addresses God. But some people now are praying to idols, and we're not talking about any other God. We're talking about the true and living God, and his name is Jesus. So when we're talking about going to God, our Father of light, our Father which are in heaven. And so that's what we want to make sure, that we're not praying to a statue or anyone, false God. Amen. We are praying to the true and living God, and his name is Jesus. Now, today, joining us is Sister Eddie Mae Coleman of Noxipater, Mississippi. She is a member of Calvary Apostolic Church, and I have asked her to come on this line and to lead us and take us boldly to the throne of grace. So let's go to the phone lines. Praise the Lord, Sister Coleman.
Praise the Lord.
And how are you today?
I'm just fine.
And you know, Sister Coleman, I tell you, you know power of prayer changes things. Amen?
Yes, amen.
And I know you do, because I know you've been through a lot, and God has brought you a mighty long way. So would you take us boldly to the throne of grace for this country, and for the men and women of God that may have been backslidden, and for our families, and for us to come back to Christ and go back to prayer and seeking God's face.
Father God, today we thank you for just touching us today, Father God, and we thank you for the man and the God. But serving you, Lord God. And we want to thank you for the word that we are about to hear. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for just being so kind. And thank you for putting your angels all around us, Lord God, and just blessing us. And thank you for where that it is, Lord Jesus. We just thank you and we praise you in your name, Lord. We thank you for just watching over all our family. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for Sister Maria. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for just being so good. We thank you for the song, Nobody But Jesus.
Yes,
no
yes.
One, Lord, is nobody but you. I just
yes,
praise you and thank you for your mercy, Lord Jesus. We just
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for all things in your name, Jesus. Ooh, thank you. I can praise you, Lord, and praise you for your grace and your mercy. Thank
yes,
you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of, Amen. And, you know, we live now in a time where we're going to go this go. You stay on the line, Sister Cole. We're just going to read that microphone. And we just we are so nowadays we look to God for we take things to God in prayer for things that we desire. Lord, give me a job. Lord, bless my family with a car. Lord, give me this and Lord, give me that. And so we can petition God and we can ask God and we can go to God to ask him for things that we need. But he did already tell us that he would supply our needs according to his riches and glory. However, he said if we delight ourselves in him, he would give us the desires of our heart. So Jesus said to seek him while he can be found. And he told us that seek him early. It's easy to go into prayer when you are driving your car. It's easy to go into prayer and thank God when you're in the shower, and that's good. But 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, and we know when we read, I believe it's the 14th verse, it tells us about how we are to humble ourselves and pray. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray. We have to go down on our knees and pray. God, when he prayed, he kneeled down, the Bible said, and prayed. He humbled himself before the Father, which is in heaven. So we can easily bow down in the spirit and humble our spirits. But when we are at work, okay, we know we can't kneel down at work. But we can, when we are in our secret place, whether, like I mentioned last weekend, when we talked about going back to the altar, you have to find an altar in your home where you can go to God in prayer. It may be in your bathroom because you have such a busy household, and so that may be the only room in your house that you can use to get away to go to God, and that may be the case. Put a towel on the floor and go down on your knees. Humble yourself. Because God said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then I will hear from heaven. He means he's going to hear from God the Father. He says, and I will forgive your sins. He says, and then your land, he said, I'll heal your land. So if we want God to heal our land, we first want him to forgive us of our sins. Because we want to come before him with a pure and clean heart and a right spirit and a broken and a contrite spirit and asking him to come in to us and help us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And when he does that, then we are in a position where we can receive from God because we have humbled ourselves. And so this is what we're talking about today. God is saying, pray. Christian filmmakers, he's using Christian filmmakers to make Christian films say, pray. War room. I call it the upper room. It's time to go back to the altar. It's time to go down on your knees and pray. Go to the upper room, where you can hear from heaven. You can hear from heaven, and God will heal you. Land. You can take everything to God in prayer. It's a privilege. And oh, what needless pain we bear and peace we forfeit because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. It's a weapon, men and women. Prayer is a weapon. You don't need a 9mm. You need prayer in your life. Pray to God the Father in the name of Jesus. Cast down those imaginations. Pull down those strongholds. Bring into every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. You bring that into every thought, into captivity. You bring in captivity every thought unto the obedience of Christ, because you have the power to bring all things into captivity, every thought into captivity that's holding you captive until the to bring it into the obedience of Christ. While time is up, we love you. Remember, warroomthemovie.com. Jesus saves to the utmost and to the uttermost. Jesus saves.
Nobody.